All right, let's get into that Flex 30 segment. We'll start with the part that Isaiah will not like.
Flex ATX for the best high school sports coverage. Listen to the horn and go to FLXATX.com. Flex 30 is brought to you by Brain Vault. Brain Vault is a revolutionary and patented mouth guard that has been proven to help reduce the risk of concussion. Visit BrainVault.com and join the movement.
Shout out to Brain Vault, Dr. Eckert and the crew doing great work, one of our great partners. Shout out to another one of our great partners this season, Clayton Construction. They bring us the team of the week. Isaiah, the team of the week is the Dripping Springs Tigers. Your thoughts?
Well deserved. Well deserved. Congrats to the Dripping Spring Tigers. They put it on my dogs, man. My dogs, we ain't no slouch either. So that just shows how good they are, those Tigers, man. It clearly starts with Austin Novosad. The wide receiver, is it Kyle Cooch?
It's Coke. Yeah, it's spelled K-O-C-H, but he pronounces it Coke.
Okay,
yeah.
Kyle Coke.
Kyle Coke, he's good.
9 catches, 91 yards, 1 touchdown. Novosad went 21 for 24, 3 passes, 3 incompletions, that's it?
Yeah.
4 touchdowns. Team of the week. Yeah, I think so.
Let me get a different perspective from you on Austin Novosad. What would you tell a Baylor fan right now about the possibility of getting Austin Novosad? Because he re-upped his verbal commit to say, I'm 100% Waco. What would you tell a Baylor fan that has not seen him play yet?
This might be the best quarterback coming in since Robert Griffin III. That's what I would tell a Baylor Bear fan.
I don't think that's a crazy comment.
This might be the best quarterback coming in since RG3.
Oh, this dude can spin it, Baylor fans. If you have not seen him play yet, my Lord. There you go. Team of the week, powered by Clayton Construction. Also tonight, you've got Under the Lights with Rick Epstein and the crew. They just like they have been doing each week, it's two coaches and a player. So this week, they've got Jamal Fenner. Boy, you talk about a guy who is ready for his team to play a game. Jamal Fenner, 2 straight weeks where the other team couldn't field a team, and that's got to be a weird feeling, Zay, for a high school football coach. We're going 2 straight weeks without playing a game in September?
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but man. I know LBJ is ready to play. At least everybody's healthy. That's how you know.
time to get healthy. You're right.
Got a lot of time to watch film. Got a lot of time to catch up on your grades and stuff. So knowing Coach Fenner and how he could put positive spin on things, that he made this 2 weeks positive for LBJ Jags.
May have gone 2 weeks of fundamentals to get everything back on track, ready to roll, because they did have some sloppiness in that last game against Parish Episcopal. So they will take on McCallum this week. Jamal Fenner will be a guest on Under the Lights tonight. Also, Brandon Krauskopf of Glenn will be a guest, and a running back you might have heard of out at Liberty Hill, Noah Long. Not that many carries for a ton is basically what his stat line is every time. Actually, he has a decent amount of carries for a ton. He is a big part of their offense. So Noah Long, one of the best running backs in the area, will join Under the Lights tonight.
Remember, love Liberty Hill's offense. They toke that rock. We're just talking to Jeff, talking about that old school type of mentality with the Cowboys. Liberty Hill. They're old school. I like that.
They literally don't pass sometimes.
Wow. What we need to do that for? We know what we're best at. Run that football, baby.
They believe in the Daryl Royal theory of throwing the ball. Daryl Royal is the one that gets credit for saying when you throw the ball, 3 things can happen and 2 of them are bad. Now, I always say there's actually another one that could be good is you could get a pass interference called on them. So it's kind of 2 and 2, but we get what he's saying. And that is how Liberty Hill lives their lives. And there are so many games where I'll listen to, like, Snoop and the Flex crew in the post game, and they'll go, oh, yeah, Liberty Hill won, and they didn't throw at all. So that's the other good thing. Go to a Liberty Hill game, you're out in, like, 2-10. Right?
Touche.
It's like going to watch a fast pitcher in baseball, man. You are out of there. All right, so check out Under the Lights tonight at 7 with Rick Epstein and the crew. And if you're looking for your high school football coverage, go to FLXATX.com. Remember, the Flex pregame show and postgame show will be here on 104.9 this week. And that'll be 6:30 to start off. And then after the games, as the games are concluding, they'll be coming on for the postgame. And then you've got the Vandegrift game, Vandegrift at Manor. I think I'm going to get out to Manor and check that one out. That's a 7 o'clock kick on Friday night. And then LBJ taking on McCallum is on 105.3 The Bat. It's going to be a good week of high school football around here. I'm interested to see how Vandegrift and Manor looks. Maynard's gotten some love. That running back is all over the place. It's is it Quentin Joyner? Is that his name?
Yeah, the Joyner brothers, quarterback and running back. So cool. That's one of the coolest things ever.
Oh, that's can you imagine that? That's got to be cool.
Oh yeah, think about Cooper Manning and Peyton Manning back during their high school days and stuff like that. But that was a quarterback wide receiver.
Quarterback receiver. Yeah,
this is quarterback running back. So you're handing the ball off to your bro. He's running it off to Lincoln Riley and USC, which Bucky Gobble on the morning show thinks we should still be recruiting them, even though Cedric Baxter's going into town. Let him be good with going to Compton. Let him be good with going to, you know, all the palm trees and the bright lights of Hollywood. Like, we're good down here. We got Cedric Baxter. We got another big-time running back coming in. I think we're good at running back for 2023. But still, that's how good he is, and that's what Buddy Gobble's saying. He's that good. Texas should still be looking after him.
Yeah, I understand what Bucky is saying, where nowadays in recruiting, especially with the transfers that go on, you got to keep those relationships open, keep the lines of communication open, do it respectfully. But yeah, that is a level of talent you want to pay attention to. If you have not seen Joyner play, I'm going to go get to see that live. I saw it on the TV version. Now I'm going to go see it live. To me, it's Rolling Ball of Butcher Knives dipped in butter. That's what he is, because he's got the power to run you over, but he's also
got that
elusiveness, though. He's got a slickness to him when he runs, and if he needs to kick it to the outside and find some afterburners, he's got that. So we'll see if the Vandegrift defense can hang out and stop that attack. They stopped the Stony Point guys. They controlled that game and whipped them. Can they do the same thing at Manor? It's a big game on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see. You know, the talent in this area is absolutely unbelievable. You know, you talked to Jeff, who just came in and said how much money is being thrown in the NFL for all guys from the ATX. And he was just talking about Lake Travis and Westlake. If you look further on, you know, you talk about guys like Chris Houston and stuff like that, LBJ and Michael Griffin from Austin Bowie and stuff. Like, there's a ton of players who have that route going D1 and then going to the National Football League, and all in the Central Texas area. And that just goes to show the talent here.
Speaking of a little high school football, if you've been checking it out throughout the season, our man Cameron Parker has been calling some high school games. You also hear Cameron on the station. In fact, Zay and Cameron are going to be the post game for, and you've already heard him do that too, but they'll be the post game for the West Virginia game. We wanted to get Cameron's thoughts coming up at 2 o'clock on the Longhorns. He was at the watch party over there in the Domain. And I'm going to tell you what, as that game got worse and worse for Texas, I thought Cameron Parker's head was going to explode. Like, he's one of those dudes that he's got the bald head, and when he gets fired up, you can just see his head start to turn red.
Texas version of Alex Caruso.
And, yes.
That's my guy.
Yes, that's a good comparison.
Yeah. I mean, people are calling me Zaymon Green, so that's a good comp.
You could feel him just boiling with every little thing. So I want to talk to him about that. Also, he's a Cowboys guy, so he had to enjoy last night. We'll talk to Cameron at 2. Up next, where are we at in society? Zay's got a story for you about looking good and playing good on a whole different level. Stay with us. It's The Horn.